Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and Aero Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house. Sadly, summer is ending, but fall is beginning. It's what we term the Goldilocks season because, Leslie, why do we call it that?
Oh, it's just right.
That's right. It's just right. Not too hot, not too cold. You can work inside. You can work outside. You can build decks. You can build garages. You can build sheds. You can paint your living room. You can paint your bedroom. You could put in a whole new kitchen. Everything goes right now. It's the perfect time to get projects done, and we want to help you do just that. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. So coming up on today's show, we've been telling you about the Trex Transcend Deck Kit, which came out at Lowe's a few months ago. Well, I ordered a kit, and over the last few weeks, I've actually been building a brand new deck with it, and the project is now done and looks fantastic. So if that's a project you want to take on for the fall, I'm going to share a few tips about what I learned working with the Trex Transcend Kit along the way.
All right, looking forward to that. And if you're tired of waiting for hot water to arrive at your shower each and every morning, adding a hot water recirculating pump would be a great project. We're going to explain how these pumps work to deliver hot water instantly instead of you having to wait and wait and wait for all that cold water to warm up.
And before we get stuck inside, if you guys have ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your home, you may know that many simply cover up those odors instead of kind of eliminating them directly. Well, we're going to share details on a new technology in air purifiers that completely destroys odors from pets, cooking, cigarette smoke, and a heck of a lot more.
Plus, we've got some great tools to give away from Arrow Fastener, including a cordless staple gun and the WireMate staple gun, which is super handy. I mean, guess what, guys? We've got holiday decorating coming up, and it will definitely help you tackle all of that super fun decor.
But first, we want to help you. So call us right now with your questions. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ellie in Wisconsin's on the line and just got a new place. Congratulations. And you're looking to put up some wall shelves, do some decorating, and show some things off. How can we help?
I have a new home that is actually brand new to flip everything inside. I would like to put up wall shelving. I desperately need wall shelving in the bathrooms, I think, because I don't know where else products would go. And I have no idea where to first to begin.
Well, bathrooms are a great place to start your how-to project, Ellie. You know, I give you a lot of credit for going out there and buying a few tools to get yourself started with. In terms of these shelves, you know, if it's a small shelf, like for knickknacks and things of this nature, you don't really have to attach it to the studs, which makes the project a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of different types of wall anchors that are out there that basically will hold just fine in that drywall. If it's even a little bit heavy, you can use something called a toggle bolt, or there's a cool little connector that's called the monkey hook. It's like a piece of wire that goes into the drywall and then beds up behind the wall. And those things can handle up to 50 pounds. So I wouldn't get too worried about having to go over the top with some heavy-duty shells and drilling through the walls, because aside from finding the studs, you also want to make sure you're not finding, like, your plumbing pipes with that drill and causing a leak, which would be a big mess.
Yeah, Ellie, you really just need a light-duty drill driver. That's going to help you with a ton of projects around this new house. And for shelving, make sure you pick something stylish. You can go for some that are more shallow, more of like a leaner ledge if you just want to put some artwork or some pictures on it. You can go for ones that are more deep. Maybe you want to put cookbooks or, you know, some bathroom products on it, depending on where you're putting the shelf. But make sure that you properly anchor it for the weight that you plan to put on it. And it's always good to put more weight anchors than you might actually put on the shelf, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, but if it's light duty, you don't have to go ahead and worry about connecting it to the studs. You'll be able to hang it right from the drywall with using the types of connectors that we talked about.
All right, now we've got Marcus from Louisiana on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
I have an insulation deficit in my attic. It's real tight up there. I'm not really able to get up there and put any more insulation in. And I've had this salesman come by and introduce me to these thermal barriers. It's like a big, like a foil that rolls out. I think it's kind of It's got little. It's a multi-layered, and they're claiming that it helps reduce the temperature in the attic by, you know, several degrees by reflecting the heat, you know, back up.
Right.
And I've seen them displayed at the home show before, with a little box with the light bulb in the top, and has, like, one side has the thermal barrier, the other side doesn't have it, and you can see a difference. And I just wondered if y'all thought they really worked in reality.
Yeah, they do work. I'm not quite sure what their claims are. I've seen some kind of outrageous claims in terms of how much they're going to lower your bills. But remember, heat gets in your attic a number of different ways. You know, it gets in through sort of thermal transfer of the building materials. It gets in through convection of the air, and also gets in through radiant, the UV radiation pushing through the shingles, and that gets that lumber hot, and then it pushes down and hits the thermal barrier and bounces back up. So it is going to reduce some of that heat, but it's not going to be a one-stop shop. The other thing that you need to know about thermal barriers, it's got to be perpendicular to the roof, absolutely square for it to work right. And if it gets dirty or dusty, it doesn't work. So it has to be installed in a way that's not going to trap dust or dirt, because if you basically cloud that up, then it has nothing to reflect back. So I think in warmer climates, it can be a good option. One of the things that you might want to do is go to energy.gov. This is truly an expert independent site, and they have a lot of information on radiant barriers on that site. Radiant, not thermal barriers. It's really called a radiant barrier. And you can read about all the issues impacting that, like the installation and the cleanliness of the barrier in an ongoing situation like that in terms of its effectiveness. And I think that'll probably help inform this decision more. But I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't want you to expect more than it can deliver.
I'll go to that website and check it out.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for reaching out to us.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming up on the very first day of fall. So what are you guys working on? Give us a call, send us a text, send us an email, whatever it is, we are standing by to help you out. The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you ready to tackle a deck project this fall? Well, I just finished building my Trex Transcend deck, and it came out fantastic. I'll share some tips to help you tackle your deck project when the Money Pit returns. Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Dice Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castel Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castel Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castel Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castel Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we do. We're here to give you some tips, some advice. Whether you're doing or dreaming, we want to make sure your projects come out right every single time.
All right, guys, call us, reach out, whatever it is. We want to give you a hand. So to do so, we've got an awesome prize for the holiday season that we are giving away. It's from Arrow Fastener, and we're calling it the Get Ready for Fall Prize Pack, and it includes the E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun, a battery that's going to last for up to 3 hours on a full charge. I mean, you can do great projects with this, some sort of general repairs, upholstery projects, holiday decorating, crafting, perfect for the fall season. We've also gotten this prize pack, a T25X WireMate staple gun, and this is awesome for low voltage wires. So if you're putting up some holiday lights or maybe some decorations, this is definitely going to come in handy. And you're going to get a supply of staples. This fall prize pack is worth $75, but it could be yours for free.
I see you decorating your house for Christmas with a holster on, a two-gun holster. You've got the WireMate staple gun on one side. You got the cordless electric light-duty staple gun on the other side. And you are just going to town.
Oh, my goodness. It's an apron. I wear an apron when I'm doing my outdoor decorating, because you have to have a lot of supplies handy. And I love to do it. And, in fact, I'm, like, begging for October 1st to come just so I can, like, really go for it.
Well, get ready for fall with this prize pack from Arrow Fastener. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Just call us with your home improvement question at 888 Money Pit, or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com.
Heading over to Tennessee, where Lori's on the line with a question about a concrete floor. How can we help you, Lori?
The flooring that we have now, and it has some cracks. I want to know what I need to do to fill those cracks.
Well, cracks in concrete are really pretty typical, so I wouldn't get too upset that you have a crack or two in that surface. If you want to repair those cracks, if it's something like a garage floor, for example, you can patch those. There are different products that are used specifically for repairing concrete. They're available in a tube. They're available in a caulk gun. They're available also as in sort of like a stucco-like consistency that you can recoat the surface with. So if you have a surface that's really badly cracked or it's deteriorated, you can use a product like Recap, which is made by Quikrete, and you apply that to the old surface. It adheres perfectly, and when you're done, it looks like a brand new concrete slab has been poured.
Sean in Texas is on the line. He's got a question about a central vacuuming system. What's going on? Those are super awesome.
I've been in the house about 10 years. I don't know how long the central vac system was in the house prior to me being there. In the past year, I've gotten a lot of condensation water buildup in one of my inlet pipes, and that pipe runs inside my AC closet. And I don't have any idea how to keep the condensation, because the condensation is actually running out in a brown, muddy-looking water down my walls and ruining my walls also.
Okay, so this pipe runs through the closet where the air conditioning system is that correct?
Yes, sir. It runs through the closet and then up into the attic.
Okay, so what I think is happening here is you have cold temperature on one side of this pipe, which is probably because it's running through the room where the air conditioning is, and then you have warm air inside the pipe, which releases its moisture and forms a condensation. So the solution is simply to insulate the central vac pipe, because that will prevent the temperature change, and that will in turn prevent the condensation. You know, typically we don't insulate central vacuum pipes, but in this unusual circumstance, by putting insulation around the outside of it, you will no longer have the difference between the cold temperature on the outside and the warm, moist air on the inside, and that should take care of the problem.
Would that be inside the attic? Because I've already done that in the closet itself, and it didn't seem to help.
Yeah, I would do it across the whole pipe. Because if it's a condensation problem, you need to basically stop the temperature differential across it, and that'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Well, if you're ready for a new deck, or maybe you have one that's well-built, but you're kind of tired of having to stain it all the time, then you really should consider ordering a Trex Transcend deck kit at Lowe's. This is a project I took on, and it really came out great. I am just thrilled with it.
Yeah, and you know what the nice thing about the Trex Transcend deck kit is that it's going to include all of the Trex materials that are required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck with Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners. So, Tom, how did it go? Did you find any surprises along the way, any issues?
Oh, boy, did we. You know, whenever you work with an old house, there's always surprises. So my initial plan was to basically recover an old deck that was there. I looked at the deck pretty carefully. I went under it. I sort of banged on the joists. They seemed pretty solid, but they were 24 inches on center, so I was going to add another joist in between so I'd only have 12-inch centers. Now, the maximum you could go is 16. I figured 12 was overkill, but what the heck. But when I pulled off all that old decking, oh, my God, I started to find rot that I never knew was there, and I ultimately scrapped the entire structure and basically rebuilt it from scratch, which turned out to actually be a lot easier than working with some of that old lumber, because everything was nice and straight and flat, and the Trex laid on it just perfectly. And I got to tell you, I loved using the hidden fastener system. This is the first time I work with that. There is a tool that helps you set it exactly where you want it. There's one screw that basically drives it in, and it keeps a perfect quarter-inch gap in between the boards, which is important, because if you don't have the gap, you're not going to drain properly, and even when you get, like, leaves and debris, if it's too tight, they sit on the deck. If it's just a little bit wider, they'll slip right through, and it just makes it a lot easier. Now, the materials are beautiful. We used three different types of Trex boards. We had the board, which is sort of the square edge, and then we had the decking, which is grooved on either side so that you can use a hidden fastener, and we used the fascia. We frame the perimeter to make it look like a picture frame. So you take the square edge and you frame the outside perimeter, and then you sort of infill with the decking. So it's a really sort of neat, trimmed, finished look. And then I also went for the Trex railing, and I used the cocktail-styled rail, so it has like a flat cap. But this railing system is beautiful. First of all, it was really smart the way they designed it to go together. It has black aluminum balusters, and white rails with the gray Trex cap on top. It was absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, bottom line, it was a really fun project to do because it's kind of like, you know, comes together so quickly. It's a lot of work. You know, it's, some of the stuff is heavy to handle, but I tell you what, I really enjoyed working on it. The best part, Leslie, was the steps. I built steps that were about 4.5 feet wide. And I think I had 7 stringers because you can only go 12 inches on the steps and you had to double up around the post in the end. But every step is picture framed as well. Now, if you want to check out the photos, we've got tons of them online.
Yeah, that's a fantastic project. And I'm so glad that you really got a really beautiful product. But the best part, Tom, I think here is that it's going to be so much easier for you to take care of. I mean, you don't have to worry about sanding or staining or painting, just occasionally some soap and water. That's all you really need to keep it clean and looking brand spanking new. Now, you can follow along with Tom's project on our social, or you can learn more about the new Trex Transcend decking kit available exclusively through Lowe's at lowes.trex.com. That's lowes.trex.com.
Now, I've got Winston on the line from Ontario, Canada, and you're dealing with some stains on a concrete floor. Is it a driveway, garage? What are we looking at?
A garage.
All right, so tell us what happened.
Okay, this engine was leaking down to the floor. I tried to get the spot from the floor, but it penetrates inside the concrete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's because the concrete is very, very porous.
Right.
And once that happens, you're never going to be able to get all that stain out. What you can do is to paint the floor with an epoxy garage floor surface kit. Now, there are a number of products you can use. I would recommend you look at Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N, Abatron.com. We've been recommending them for years. They make an excellent set of products designed for resurfacing concrete and repairing concrete. And you should look at the epoxy coating that they provide, because once you apply that to the concrete slab, you have to prep it properly. There's usually an acid wash step that, you know, makes sure the concrete's ready to receive the epoxy. But it's a really cleanable surface, and so if you do get drips and leaks from oil, it'll be fairly easy for you to clean it up.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're going to talk to George, who's got a gardening question. What's going on at your money pit?
Hello. I have a grapevine. The grapes, they start turning brown, and they're falling down before they're ripe. I don't know what to do with them.
George, I've heard this before, and it's because of a fungal disease that's known as black rot that this happens. It's more prevalent in wet weather, but basically it usually starts as sort of like a whitish spot on the grape, and then it sort of starts to form like a brown sort of halo that looks almost mummified, and then it turns black and falls off. There is, it can be treated. There are some fungicides that are designed to treat this. In this case, I don't know if you're growing them because you're making wine or you're eating these grapes. You want to make sure you choose the proper fungicide for that. But I'm pretty sure what you're describing is a typical type of fungal disease that's known as black rot.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when you jump in the shower first thing in the morning, do you find yourself waiting and waiting for that water to turn warm? Well, adding a hot water recirculating pump can deliver hot water instantly instead of you having to wait and wait for that cold water to become hot water. We'll explain next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes,
people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? What are you dreaming about doing? Well, here's the deal, guys. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Heading over to Florida, we've got Beverly on the line who's got a question about siding. What's going on? Are you installing it yourself?
It's just a shed, and it's 10 by 10, and I've had some siding that I got, some vinyl siding, and I wanted to put it on the shed, and I figured the shed's only 8 feet high, so I'd be able to, you know, put it on myself.
Okay.
But I heard conflicting opinions about whether I should use screws or nails.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, one hardware store guy goes, use screws, another one says, use nails. And it's going on Oriental strand board. And then I put tar paper.
Yeah. So it's not a tough question. It's not even a close question. You're going to use nails. And not only are you going to use nails, you're going to use nails and you're not going to drive them home. You're not going to drive them to where they're solidly banging that siding into the Orient strand board. Vinyl siding has some peculiarities to its installation method. So, you know, of course, you start low, right? And the pieces interlock. Now, if you'll notice, vinyl siding doesn't have nail holes. It has nail slots. And that's for a really important reason. The vinyl has a really big expansion ratio. So if you put the vinyl siding on too tight where it can't slide, it's going to buckle and looks terrible. You can always see a bad siding job on the south side of the house when the sun hits it and it buckles. And that's because the siding was nailed on too solidly. So you're going to use like a flathead nail, like a roofing nail would be fine or something like that. And you want to just put it in the center of the slot and you don't want to make it tight. You want to leave enough space. When you're done, you should be able to grab that piece of siding and slide back and forth in the slot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if it slides back and forth, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want. It's not going to fall off. It's not going to blow away. But because you've put it on loosely that way, it'll be able to expand and contract and not buckle. Okay?
Well, I'm glad you told me because the first I put the screw in and I put it in tight.
Yeah, that's natural. That's what we are sort of, you know, destined to do is to really always make stuff really strong and tight. But when it comes to siding and then vinyl siding, it's just not done that way. And that's why.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bev. Good luck with the project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
So do you hate waiting for your shower to heat up? Well, hot water recirculation pumps can help. They're going to deliver hot water to faucets almost immediately. Even more, they help save households on average more than 10,000 gallons of water each year.
Yeah, so here's how they work. The hot water circulation pumps are actually pumps that are located at a point of use. Now, that would be like under a sink. And what they do is they return water that's not hot back to the cold water supply line and then keeping the water in the hot water supply line hot for when you're ready to use it. So what that means is hot water is available to the faucet almost immediately, which is really valuable for homes with long plumbing runs. You know, like where the water heater's at one end of the house and the sink's at the other, it takes a really long time for that hot water to make it all the way across the house, and that wastes a ton of water.
So do you find that hot water recirculation pumps are kind of one size fits all?
Well, not really. There's really two types. The first one runs like an extra loop of pipe out to the farthest fixture you have. And that lets the water constantly circulate through the entire system, but that can only be installed when the house is new because basically you got to get the pipe up to where the faucets are, or the shower is, and so on. The other option, though, is to install what's called a crossover, and it goes between the hot and the cold supply lines and also at the farthest water-using device. And the way this works is then water from the hot water tank basically circulates out to the crossover and then back through the cold water line into the tank. It's a lot easier for retrofits because you don't need to add any pipes. So it's definitely possible for a DIYer to take it on.
Now let's talk about water being saved. I mean, are we really saving a significant amount?
Well, in traditional plumbing setups without recirculating pumps, there's a lot of cold water wasted while we let it run and wait for it to heat up. Now, the exact saving is going to depend on, you know, how much water you're using, but manufacturers usually talk about 10,000 to 18,000 gallons of water every year that basically just gets wasted and dumped right back into the earth.
Now, what about the cost? I mean, is it very expensive to install or run?
Well, that's a great question, but it's one of those projects that's DIY if you've got some basic plumbing skills. If not, you're going to want to hire a pro, but if you're a DIYer, you should be expecting to spend about, I don't know, maybe $300 to $500 for the recirculating system itself. But keep in mind, that's only part of the expense, right? Because if you set the system up to run 24/7, your water heating costs are also going to go up. The way around that is to use a timer, because you don't need to have instant hot water at your sink at, I don't know, 12 noon or 3 a.m. in the morning, right?
Yes, you do. At my house, you need 3 a.m. hot water.
Well, you do, because you're waking up and showering at that hour. But
how dare you?
But you know what I mean. I mean, for the most part, you can set it for your work schedule, okay? And this way, it's only on for an hour or two around those times when you're going to be showering and using the bath fixers in that way, and then off the rest of the time. And then it becomes very, very affordable.
All right. That's good tips. All right. Now we've got Rich in Florida on the line who's got some flooring issues. What's going on?
I have, I think it's a laminate flooring, and the boards are separating in a few spots. And I was wondering if there's any companies or tools you can get to put them back together.
So, Rich, when laminate flooring goes down, it's almost always locked together. And when it starts to separate, it's usually because it wasn't installed correctly that this movement occurred. And when it starts to separate, it is impossible to get it to go back together again. I mean, unless it just happens to be like one or two pieces on the end of the run where you have nothing in the middle of it. But when it's in the middle of the floor, you can't get that to go back together because, frankly, the piece is usually physically deformed. So, unfortunately, this has to come out and be replaced. I guess the only good news is that laminate flooring is not glued down. It's a floating floor, so you can remove it. And the cost of new flooring has gone down a lot. You know, today we would probably look more at the luxury vinyl plank products, the engineered vinyl plank products, or the hybrid stone products, which you can find for $3, $4, or $5 a square foot. It's pretty inexpensive. And then you would probably use that to replace the entire floor. So sorry we don't have better news for you, but when that laminate flooring starts to come apart at the seams like that, it's not going to go back together. It just goes one way.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, did you know that the air inside your home can be more polluted than the air outside? We're going to share a new air purifier technology developed by Eden Pure that can completely destroy odors from pets, cooking, cigarette smoke, and a lot more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make sure your home comes out exactly right. Make sure your products end up exactly like you want them to be, especially when you listen to the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. We've got new episodes that come out every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, have we got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit. We're giving away a Get Ready for Fall prize pack from Arrow Fastener that's going to include the E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun and the T25X WireMate staple gun. I mean, these two are in your toolkit for all of your holiday decorating. It's really great to do projects outside of the house, get everything ready for the holiday, come inside, reupholster a dining chair, and put up some decorations. Yes, I'm very excited that we're entering the fall season and I can finally decorate the house again. I tell you, when it becomes like after Easter and I have to take down like all of the holiday decorations, I get so sad. So this is great. Great time of year.
You talk to your decorations and say, I'm coming back soon. Don't get lonely.
I promise. You'll be back real soon. But this is truly a great prize pack to get yourself ready for the holiday season. Make your house look great. It's a wonderful prize pack from Arrow Fastener. You're also going to get a supply of staples. It's worth $75, but it could be one lucky Money Pit listeners for free.
That Get Ready for Fall prize pack from Arrow Fastener is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement question at moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've ever used an air cleaner to get rid of odors in your house, you might know that a lot of them just cover up the odors instead of eliminating them directly. Eden Pure has a new product out called the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. And this air purifier will completely eliminate any odors instead of just covering them up. We're talking about odors from pets, cooking, urine, even cigarette smoke. The nastier, the better. This product can clear it up.
I mean, I think they're leaving off a big thing here. Teenage boys' rooms.
No doubt.
I mean, well, Eden Pure sent us one, and I very happily tried it out. First, I started using it around the kitchen, and then I said, you know, let me put it in his room and see how it works. And it really is fantastic because rooms just get stale. And the way this works is interesting. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that's going to send out O3 molecules into the air. Now, these O3 molecules then seek out bad odors and other air pollutants and completely destroys them. It's kind of similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm when O3 molecules are released to remove pollutants and then naturally purify the air. Same thing with Eden Pure and teenage boys' rooms. It definitely works great.
Yeah, and you know, you can put a number of these around your house because the unit is small, it's compact, it's portable, but it's also really powerful. You just plug it directly into the wall so it doesn't take up any floor space, and it even includes a 6-foot USB cord so you can run it in your car, your RV, your truck, and unlike any other air purifier, there's also no air filters to replace, and that's going to save you money every single month.
Now, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129, and it covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you're going to get $200 off the 3-pack, so you'll get all 3 units for under $200.
You know, Les, I was checking out the reviews on this product, and by the way, there are thousands of 5-star reviews. But the comments are really telling. Like, one reviewer said she's had the unit for less than a week and says it's already been really good at getting rid of tough odors from three pets, as well as smoke and other smelly odors.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I came across a favorite of mine. And Shelly, I hear you on this, honey. Shelly says she loves the product because finally my family room no longer smells like a teenage boy. There's definitely a distinct funk that comes along with those kids, and this has definitely helped all of us.
You can check out the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for yourself at EdenPureDeals.com. Remember, enter your promo code MONEYPIT3 and get $200 off the three-pack, so you'll get all three units for under $200, plus shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
Now, I wonder if I can put it in his shoes.
Hey, maybe. You could plug it in and have the shoes, like, sitting right in front of it. I bet you that would just take care of them.
Oh, you think I'm joking. I'm going to try.
I'm thinking, like, you know, track and tennis shoes, maybe ski boots in the winter, you know, that kind of thing. Just blast those odors right away.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up in the bathroom, water usually comes from the shower, but Sheena says her water is coming from the ceiling. We're going to help solve that mystery next.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Ducting, the exhaust ducting, that warm, moist air is going to strike the cold metal ducts, and it's going to condense. And what happens when water, when moisture condenses? It releases water, and it just goes drip, drip, drip. We see this a lot in the summer, especially when it gets really, really humid out because of the cold air that gets up there. Now, air can get up through an exhaust fan, it can get up around a light if you have like a flush light in the ceiling. And when that happens, you get a lot of condensation. So the solution here is to get up in the attic above that. First of all, make sure your exhaust duct is properly connected to the exhaust fan. And secondly, insulate those attic ducts. You can wrap them with insulation. There's insulation designed just for this. And this way you won't have a cold surface for that warm, moist air to strike against.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you remember, we had this recently, maybe it was last summer already at this point, but all of a sudden, water dripping from the exhaust fan, but my air handler upstairs, there was a clog, and the water was dripping into the tray and then not dripping down.
Oh, you had an overflow. Yeah.
And we had an overflow. And, I mean, it happened, I thought, pretty quickly. So it was, you know, lucky that we found it.
You know, I had an overflow once in a drain pan. You know what caused it? There was a paper label somewhere on the equipment, and it just floated over and perfectly aligned itself with the drain hole in the pan. Can you believe that?
That's perfect but terrible at the same time.
It is always something.
All right, now we've got David who says, I purchased my home 2 years ago, and the home inspection came back fine. Now the walls are cracked and the nails are popping out of the drywall. What do I do?
You know, that's troubling a lot of people, but I think a lot of folks presume incorrectly that drywall cracks and nail pops indicate some structural problem. The fact of the matter is that homes expand and contract all the time, David, and this movement is very, very normal. If you're concerned, you could hire a structural engineer to review it, but I do think it's overkill. You could also contact the home inspector and offer him the opportunity to come back and take a look and know your concerns. But I feel confident that I've seen this so many times over the years. All homes are going to have cracks in drywall, especially around the doorways and the windows and nail pops. That's just normal. So quick fix, just put another nail next to it, overlap the head, drive it in, and respackle it, and you're good to go.
All right, David, good luck with that. And trust me, you're going to see more.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks for spending a part of this September day with us. We hope that you picked up a tip or two to help you beautify your home. If you've got questions, remember you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can search out your project on moneypit.com where you'll find over 10,000 posts that are just there waiting to help you take on the jobs you want to get done around your house. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a body pit.
Now.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump hit the hustings again tonight.
A very special hello to Youngstown, Youngstown, Ohio.
Mr. Trump telling supporters at a Save America rally in Ohio the alternatives in the midterm elections are very clear. A powerful storm traveling north through the Bering Strait today caused widespread flooding in several western Alaska coast communities, knocking out power and sending residents fleeing for higher ground. The storm is what remains of Typhoon Murbach, a storm that is also influencing weather patterns as far away as California, where strong winds and a rare late summer rainstorm were expected. A congressional delegation headed by Speaker of the House Pelosi arrived today in Armenia, where a ceasefire has been held for 3 days after an outburst of fighting with neighboring Azerbaijan had killed more than 200 troops. A global search for alternative sources to Russian energy during the war in Ukraine has refocused attention on smaller, easier-to-build nuclear power stations.
Proponents say they could provide a cheaper, more efficient alternative to older model mega plants. UK-based Rolls-Royce says its small modular reactors, or SMRs, are cheaper and quicker to get running than standard plants, delivering the kind of energy security that many nations are seeking. But the reactors are many years away from operating and cannot solve the energy crisis now hitting Europe.
Jeremy House reports that nuclear power also poses risks, including disposing of highly radioactive waste and keeping that technology out of the hands of rogue countries that may pursue a nuclear weapons program. Tropical storm Fiona heading toward Puerto Rico tonight. Forecasters say the storm should be a hurricane by the time it reaches the island later on Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
President Biden will be in England for the Queen's funeral.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden departed Joint Base Andrews Saturday morning for the flight to London to attend the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. Biden was set to meet with new British Prime Minister Liz Truss on Sunday, but the Prime Minister's office said Saturday they will not meet in London and will instead have a meeting at the UN General Assembly on Wednesday in New York. The White House confirmed the UN meeting just as the President boarded Air Force One. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Speaking of the Queen, all eight of her grandchildren stood in silent vigil beside her coffin today, capping another huge day in which thousands more came to pay their respects. Mourners huddled in line that snaked across London, enduring the city's coldest night in months, and waiting times that stretched up to 16 hours. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An obituary from Broadway. Sad news, a phenomenon will close its doors after a very long run.
The Phantom of the Opera, Broadway's longest-running show, is scheduled to close in February 2023. The biggest victim yet of the post-pandemic softening in theater attendance in New York, according to media outlets. The musical, a fixture on Broadway since 1988, weathering recessions, war, and cultural shifts, will play its final performance on Broadway in February, according to multiple reports, including the New York Times and the New York Post, which first reported the news. Based on a novel by Gaston Leroux, Phantom tells the story of a deformed composer who haunts the Paris Opera House and falls madly in love with an innocent young soprano, Christine. Keith Peters reporting.
And you can always check out more on these stories and easy to find at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
The tradition continues at Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, the Angie app, Trex Decking, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and Aero Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this beautiful September day? If it's your house, you're in the right place because, well, we are too. Always lots of projects going on here with our money pits, but we're here today to help you with your money pit. So if you've got a roof to fix, you got a leak, you got a squeak, you got a big project in mind, or even a little one, you just don't know how to get started, well, reach out to us because we've been there, we've done that, we're here to help you. I got a shirt this week, so a friend of mine sent it to me. It says, "I fix stuff and I know things. That's who I am."
It's a little twist on Game of Thrones, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Just call us, or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button and record your question right there. Coming up on today's show, here is a dilemma that many folks face. Is it DIY or is it get a guy or get a gal? If you want to tackle a project yourself, we will be the first ones to kind of cheer you on, but how do you know when hiring a pro is the best way to go? We're going to tell you how to think through it all before you pick up the hammer and the saw.
And now that the weather has started to cool off, it's the perfect time of year to improve your home's insulation. And that's so important because adding insulation is the single best way to reduce both your heating and cooling bills all year long. We're going to talk with Nick Bramwell, whose job it is to make sure that the Home Depots across the nation are well stocked with insulation to keep us all warm and cozy.
And any do-it-yourselfer will tell you that it takes a lot of time to keep up with home maintenance. But just how much time does it take every year? Well, a recent survey broke it down.
Plus, we've got some great tools to give away from Arrow Fastener, including a cordless staple gun and the wire mate staple gun, which is super handy for all of your holiday decorating.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. So call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Gail in Massachusetts is on the line and suspects that there could be mold afoot at the Money Pit. What's going on?
My den has a moldy kind of smell to it, but mostly after it rains. And I don't know if there's a device that can be used to put it up against the device against the wall to see if there's any moisture or mold or anything like that.
So your den smells damp after it rains. Okay. How is your den constructed? Is it on a concrete slab or is it on a crawl space or a basement?
It's right above my garage.
Well, you're probably getting a lot of humidity from that garage. It's working its way up into that space. So it's not totally surprising. I think necessarily what you're smelling is mold. It could be some mold in there, but I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. It might just be the dampness and the humidity as it passes through the building materials, you know, getting up in that space and just leaving some odors behind. I think ventilation is a solution for you here, and probably better air conditioning and perhaps even some dehumidification. You have a central air conditioning system?
I do.
So there's a whole home dehumidifier that can be added to that that will speed up the amount of moisture that it will take out, because you know, air conditioners will take out moisture, but what happens is they tend to not take out enough, and sometimes it can still feel kind of clammy, but a whole house dehumidifier does it all, and it'll take out, I mean, most whole house dehumidifiers can take out like 100 quarts of water a day, and that can be built right into the system.
And you know what? The other ones rely on the owner to empty them, make sure it's set to the right humidistat. You know, it's much better to have the whole house one.
Yeah, because I have one in my basement right now that I keep emptying.
Yeah, that's way too much work. You don't have to do that. And by the way, the fact that you have moisture in the basement and you have this up above the garage, you may want to look at, just generally speaking, all of the drainage sources around the outside of your house, because if your gutters are clogged, if your downspouts aren't extended away, if the soil around the house is too flat, you're basically holding a lot of water against that foundation perimeter, and that could be a problem because that's going to lead to dampness, humidity, and potentially even flooding.
Oh, okay. So we don't really have a water problem in our basement, but I'm wondering if the so if I just make sure the gutters are
well,
cleared
let me
out.
Just stop you right there. The fact that you have to use a dehumidifier that collects enough water that has to be dumped, that is a water problem. Okay? You're just not seeing it yet. Okay? So you do have a water problem. You just don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. And also the washer and dryer are in the closet of the den, and I didn't know whether, and it was just recently installed, and so I didn't know whether that was kind of a problem, because it almost smells like part of the bathroom.
Yeah, I think you got to stop chasing these smells down and start dealing with the core issue, which is the high humidity and the moisture. I think that's going to solve it all. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Russ in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have some casement windows, the old crank-style ones.
Yep.
And we need to replace windows, but can those be replaced with double-hung windows easily, or is it going to be major work?
Well, if it's a casement window, I mean, you don't have an existing sort of window jamb that would stay behind. If it was an old double hung and you took out the sashes, you could slip a replacement window in between that, use the old sort of frame, but just replace the sashes. Because it's a casement window, you physically have to take the entire window out. So it's more like doing a new construction window installation where you have to, you know, kind of mess with the siding to get the whole window out and then put a new window in. In terms of the shape of it, too, you know, if it's sort of shaped for a double hung, you know, double hungs are more tall than they are wide. Casements can be, you know, kind of squatty in terms of their style. So you want to make sure it's going to look good. But listen, if you're going to take the casement out and it's not going to fit a double hung well, why not put in a new casement, but just put in a good quality casement like an Anderson, for example, and that can fit, you know, alongside double hungs quite well. In fact, I've got both casements and double hungs in my home, and they look quite natural together.
Okay. Well, every house we've had has had casements, and they've all rotted and had problems.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
So I was looking something different, but okay, that answers my question.
What kind of siding do you have?
Vinyl.
Yeah, so you're going to have to peel back the vinyl to do this. There's no way around that. Because you have to basically set the new double hung against the sheathing and then put the J channel in and fill the vinyl in around it. Now, if these new vinyl double hung windows are bigger than the casement, you're not going to have any issues with, you know, needing to try to replace siding. Just make sure it's a little bit bigger. And then be careful about the siding that you remove. And siding does come down pretty easily. And what I would tell you to do is number each piece, you know, with a piece of tape and a number on it, so you make sure you get it back in the right order. And you can basically cut it to fit. So, you know, it's more work,
okay,
but it can look fantastic when you're done.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Russ. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this almost fall weekend. What are you working on? We'd love to lend a hand, so give us a call. The Money Pit is broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And speaking of hiring pros for projects, how do you know if your project is DIY or Get a Guy? We're going to sort out the options on how to decide when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? What are you thinking about working on? Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you've got a project to tackle on this fine weekend, we've got some tools to give away to one lucky listener. From Arrow Fastener, we've got the Get Ready for Fall prize pack. And this includes some tools that I think I see you carrying around, one on each hip, to tackle all the decorating projects around your house.
You're not wrong, Tom.
I know. I know you well.
You are not wrong. Now, this fall prize pack from Arrow Fastener includes the E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun. The battery is going to last 3 hours, so plenty of holiday decorating can be accomplished. And it really is the perfect tool for, you know, smaller general repairs, maybe a nice upholstery project, some decorating, some crafting, all things you're going to find yourself doing over the next couple of months around the house. Plus, the T25X WireMate staple gun. Now, this is really great for low voltage wires like holiday lights. So if you're trying to do something interesting with the lights outside or maybe put them around a window trim, this is the perfect gun for that. Plus, you're going to get a supply of staples from Arrow Fastener, and the whole prize pack is worth $75.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you. You can reach out to us with your home improvement question by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can just click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com and leave us your message, leave us your question right there.
Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s, and that's what's going on is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into replacing, tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? And I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable, because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run. They're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on, you clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, you know, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that, and this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable. And then even sort of extend the Recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze, thaw, cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the Recap product. I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, by the way, there's one other option, too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is they're half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a little more expensive, well, probably a lot more expensive than the Recap product. But it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full-thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
While doing home projects and improvements yourself may seem more cost-effective than ever, but how do you know when to tackle home improvement projects yourself or when hiring a pro contractor is best? So step one, you gotta really keep your eyes on the prize. Before you start stocking up on your tools and choosing paint colors, your first do-it-yourself project is really here, guys. Think about the exact end result that you are trying to achieve and then work your way back through all of that knowledge, the techniques, the elbow grease, everything that's involved to accomplish that. Do whatever research you need to do to fill in all of those blanks because this is really the beginning point.
Now, the next part is hard, especially for guys. I will admit it. You must assess your abilities honestly.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yes, you must assess honestly to decide whether or not you're the best person for the job. Considering this, think about the fact that every project requires a certain amount of preparation and on a sliding scale of time to accomplish. So neither of which always is obvious in the many popular home improvement shows that edit days, weeks, and months of hard work down to a few minutes of home improvement bliss.
Why do I feel like you're blaming me for this?
Sounds familiar, huh? You made it look way too easy, Leslie, way too easy. So really, think about how much time you realistically have available to get the job done. And remember that mistakes add hours and expense, and they can easily wipe out any DIY savings.
Yeah, all right. Next, you've got to build a budget. This is the time to think about that. So before you actually begin the hiring search for the contractor, you want to compile the best possible estimate of potential costs. Now, this is going to take a little research, but you do need to do it so that you're well acquainted with what's involved, and then you can determine your financial limitations before those bids start rolling in. You also want to include a reserve of about 20% because you need that to cover the inevitable project surprises and additions and line up all of your financing if you need to do so.
And lastly, get some help because you can't do it yourself all the time. Whether you're looking for a handyman or a remodeling contractor to hire or taking some personal recommendations from family members and friends, these are all critical to finding the right match. So think about all of these things that stand between you and getting the project done because it's not just a very simple decision whether you should do it yourself or hire a pro. There are many ways that if you're not skilled as a DIYer, things can go bad and sometimes horribly bad. So if you're not up for the job, hire a pro. That is really the best way to proceed.
Charlie in Illinois is on the line with some questions about water heating. What's going on?
That's right. Well, we have a situation where we have a large spa tub in our master bedroom, which is on one end of the house, and we have two large standard tank water heaters completely on the other end of the house, too, so that we'll get enough hot water to fill up the spa tub. And we also are the people that go to Florida for 3 or 4 months during the winter.
Okay.
So I'm wondering with the combination of those things, if we would be better off going to a tankless hot water heater and if that may save us some money.
Well, I think that a tankless water heater has a lot of benefits. Cost savings may or may not be one of them, depending on how much you're spending for those two water heaters that you have, plus all of the downtime when they are actually heating water that you don't need it. It can be sized so that it can certainly supply enough hot water for everything that you have described. And, of course, the nice thing about a tankless water heater is it works on demand. Now, some of the more modern tankless water heaters also have the capability to kind of basically plug into a recirculating loop so that you mentioned that one bath is at the far end of the house. It can be set up so there always is some hot water basically circulating to that bath in advance of when you need it. And what that means is that when you hop in the shower first thing in the morning, you have hot water pretty quickly rather than waiting for the water to make the long journey from the water heater location to the bathroom. And that can all be set up on timers so that the water is being heated only essentially when you need it. So I do think that if you're ready to make that upgrade, a tankless water heater is definitely the best way to go. It's also possible to put another water heater in closer to them, but I just don't think it's worth it given everything you've described. I would suggest that when you're ready, replace both of those tank water heaters with one single properly designed tankless water heater, and I think you'll be very happy with the result.
That sounds great.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the app today. Just ahead, as the weather is cooling, adding insulation is the best way that you can reduce your energy costs and stay comfortable throughout this chilly season. We're going to talk with Nick Bramwell from the Home Depot about all the fantastic new options that are available to DIYers and pros that are going to make it easier than ever for you to insulate your home when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at TurtleBay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 22nd for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay's educational programs. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Pit tip of the day.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, guys, now that the weather has started to cool off, it is the perfect time of year to improve your home's insulation. And let me tell you, after spending 20 years as a professional home inspector, I can tell you that most homes do not have nearly enough.
Yeah, and that's so important because adding insulation is the single best way that you can reduce both your heating and your cooling bills all year long.
And that's why we are so pleased to welcome our next guest. Nick Bramwell is the merchant for Insulation Depot, and he's responsible to make sure their stores are stocked up and ready to go for the fall season ahead. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know, having enough insulation is really key to a comfortable home, but in all the years I spent walking through attics as an inspector, it's really surprising how many just don't measure up. I mean, not only have insulation standards changed, so we're requiring more today, but a lot of old insulation will settle and sag, and it just doesn't do a very good job insulating anymore. I don't think it's a product that people think of as something that wears out like a roof, but the truth of the matter is it does, and it needs to be updated from time to time, right?
That's right. I mean, I think the stat is 90% of homes in the country are under-insulated. And if you think about it, as a homeowner doing DIY remodel projects, you may only do this once or twice in your life. So not something that's top of mind, but should be top of mind, because ultimately it actually affects your comfort level every single day, because it helps maintain the temperature to be comfortable in your home.
Yeah, and it also really affects your wallet. So if you're not paying attention to what these costs are and how you can fix them, it can really do some damage. But you guys are definitely helping here. So now you've partnered with Owens Corning for bat and loose fill insulation, and there's a number of innovative new products that are available now for both DIYers and pros that really make adding this insulation easier than ever. So let's first talk about the Pink Next Gen fiberglass insulation.
Sure. It's a great product.
Well, I think so many people are just fearful when they start to think about, like, oh, an insulation project. I better get on a hazmat suit and worry about itching for the rest of my life. And how do I do it? What do I do? I think people just don't always think of this as a DIY project. So what are you doing with the Pink Next Gen to make it so?
Oh, that's a great question. So you're right. There was a time when insulation was thought to be itchy and just hard to work with, something you would avoid with a 10-foot pole, right? Next Gen from Owens Corning, it's a new product technology that's come out in this last year. It actually does a couple of things. The first thing for the homeowner or the DIY is it's softer than ever before. In fact, when I demo this in my stores for associates, I'm rubbing it on my face. Now, I wouldn't recommend it. Like, you know, it's not going to be something you want to get in your eyeballs, obviously. But, hey, this stuff is softer than ever before. And the way they manufacture it, they've changed it over the years and gotten so much better with it. And it's easier to handle. But beyond that, because it's so stiffer than in years past with this new formula in Next Gen, it actually helps you cut more precisely. And then when you install it in the cavities of the wall, it's going to have a higher friction against those studs. So what that means for the installer, you know, it's going to save about 20 to 25% of time usually that you would use to install to get it just right. So ultimately, you know, what this means for us as DIY home improvement remodelers, you might say, is it's going to save you time and it's going to be easier than ever before. So it doesn't happen very often in a category like this gets innovation, but when it does, it means a lot. So saving time and money, we're all about that.
It's really amazing. Now, aside from Pink Next Gen, you are also featuring Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus. Now, this is insulation that I actually am using right now, Nick. I have an old house. It was built in 1886, so it's like 136 years old. And I use this product for my entire first floor. I did it for a couple of reasons. I love the fact that it was fire resistant. I love the fact that it gave me some sound insulation. And frankly, it was really easy to work with in an older house. Because it was stiff, I was able to cut in between the old pipes and the wires and all that sort of thing. And man, what a huge difference putting this in made to our comfort level. And that's the thing about insulation. You don't have to wait to feel a result. You feel it the next day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, on average, you can save 15% of your energy bill because it just improves the efficiency of your heating and cooling in the home. And it's not that hard to do. The mineral wool is pretty cool. It's a different original commodity. So while fiberglass comes from, you know, sand and the different commodities for glass, mineral wool is typically a rock or steel slag offshoot. So it's produced the same way, but you called out the acoustic insulation, which it's true, has superior acoustic insulation. You also called out the heat resistance. My favorite value and benefit of the mineral wool versus the fiberglass is actually the moisture and mold resistance.
That's a great point.
Yeah, Nick, I think it's so important to think about how we're all using our homes so differently in the past almost 3 years, which I can't even believe I said almost 3 years. But it's bananas because our homes have become so multi-purpose, and you really have to think about finding areas of quiet. And so this is extremely helpful in how we're all now living at home.
That's right. So for customers or remodelers who are trying to improve their space, you know, for example, I myself am putting in a home office in my house because the dynamic of work from home has changed, right? So many people are doing the same thing, whether it's their garage or a converted attic space, or maybe it's in the basement. But guess what? We got busy families too. I got kids running around, dogs barking in the background. So how do you make sure that space is a little more comfortable and insulated from the surrounding noise? This thermofiber product from Owens Corning, it really does help to improve the acoustic insulation.
We're talking to Nick Bramwell. He is the merchant for insulation at the Home Depot. And Nick, you know, it always amazes me that we think so much about insulating our homes as it gets colder out. But truth be told, insulation is important year round and actually will save us an awful lot on our cooling bills. We're just coming off a very hot summer. We had a couple of pretty major heat waves here. And if it weren't for the good insulation that I had in my home, I know my cooling bills would have been a lot higher.
Yeah, this is actually the number one cost versus value item you can do in a new home. In fact, you'll recoup about 117% of the cost of doing this project based on your energy bills. So if you save 15% of your energy bill every month, you can see how you immediately would pay that back. And here's how easy it can be. So if you go to Home Depot, you can go and get Atticat or this loose-filled fiberglass insulation. If you buy 10 bags or more, you're going to be able to get the machine rental to blow that into your attic for free. And what that's going to allow you to do is top off your current insulation, or you can add new insulation if your home doesn't happen to have any. You'll immediately save money from your energy and cooling bills. It's a matter of day one as soon as you're done with the project.
You know, it's amazing. We're going into the fall season now, and when it starts to turn cold, especially when our first heating bills show up, right, people start to think insulation, insulation, insulation. But it's really important year-round.
That's right. I mean, we often think about this in the winter months when it starts getting cold and drafty. I mean, on average, every home has about a quarter mile of gaps or cracks or like drafty spaces in their home. And all that is letting air in or out. So not only in the cold months, but also in the warm months too. All in, this is a year-round project that really will keep your home comfortable. And again, it hits your wallet every single day because it will save money on the energy bill up to 15%.
It definitely is the best return on your remodeling dollar. Nick Bramwell from Home Depot, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Nick, thanks for helping us transform our houses into warm and cozy spaces for the chilly days ahead.
Hey, I appreciate it. We love what we do. We love working on the homes. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Nick Bramwell from Home Depot. If you'd like to learn more about all the great insulation and weatherization products offered, head on over to HomeDepot.com. It's a great time to get your house updated and insulated for the chilly weather ahead.
All right, Nick Bramwell, thanks so much for stopping by and keeping everybody cozy, cozy. Coming up, if it feels like you've recently been spending more time than ever taking care of home maintenance and improvement, well, you might be right. We're going to take a look at a recent survey of homeowners to find out what's going on. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof. But if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on, guys? You need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe a decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Post your questions at moneypit.com. Reach out any way you like because, boy, do we have a great reason for you to do so. Of course, you know, you're getting help on your project, which is the best reason, but here's some bribery. This is what we love to do. Our friends over at Arrow Fastener have put together a fall prize pack. Now, it includes the E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun with a battery that's lasting about 3 hours on full charge, so plenty of projects can be done with that, but also the T25X WireMate staple gun. And before it gets too cold, you can go out there and use that to put up your holiday lights. Come on, guys. Let's think ahead. And if you get the ones that change color, you can go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to the winter holidays.
That's what's different about decorating today, right? Because you have the kinds of lights that change colors. Like, we've got those for our front of our house. and you can dial up any season you want.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, and the T25X WireMate staple gun is perfect to do that. So this really is a fantastic seasonal prize pack from our friends at Arrow Fasteners, and it's worth $75. So give us a call. Let us know what you're working on for your chance to win.
That Get Ready for Fall prize pack from Arrow Fastener is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button on moneypit.com and record your question right there. Well, guys, we all know taking care of a house is a ton of work, but a recent survey of 1,000 homeowners asked how many hours they actually spend each year to keep up their homes. Now, it turns out the average homeowner spends about 19 hours a month taking care of the house, and that adds up to nearly 230 hours a year.
Yeah, I would bet that. I would feel like that's a minimum because there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Now, 42% of those who responded say they spent about 30 hours or more each month on house tasks. Now, that's a huge jump from a similar study just done about 2 years ago when only 3% of homeowners reported that many home repair hours. You know, probably because of the pandemic, it really made everybody concentrate more on improving their current homes rather than trying to get out and find another one. Now, 25% of the people surveyed reported devoting between 11 and 20 hours monthly on home upkeep. And at the low end of the spectrum, 11% said they only spend 0 to 4 hours each month working on their house. Who's that? That's ridiculous. Who's doing
that? That's the millennials. They're just getting going. They just don't know what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, what's also interesting is that even when people did manage to find a new home in this tough market, a lot of buyers were willing to make compromises and even waive home inspections. That is very dangerous because that ultimately means you're probably going to miss things. You'll spend even more time making those repairs. And sometimes you can miss stuff that's really serious and really expensive. So just a bad idea to skip that home inspection.
It's amazing. It's a negotiating tool that's being pushed. I can't tell you how many times in the past 2 years did I love a house and people are like, well, we'll consider yours more if you waive the inspection. I was like, nope.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, and at the same time, they want you to take it as is, right? So you can't come back at them. I used to find people like that that would lie about the condition of the house. And it was like I was on my own personal mission to find out as much as I could. And I very often did.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Just ahead, a simple DIY project that takes minutes can save you money all winter long. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private
party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine Alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
You safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them at MoneyPit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Bill reached out from Boston. He's got a disappearing stair situation.
That's right. Bill writes in saying, I have a disappearing attic stairway that sags, so there's air coming in our house from the attic and vice versa. What can I do to fix or minimize this? It's doing a number on my heating bills.
I bet it is, because all that heat rises and it's going to shoot right up into the attic. So here's what you need to do, Bill. First of all, you need to add weather stripping to that bottom of that door all the way around. That's really, really critical. If the stair is old and sagging, you might want to consider replacing it. I put in a very unique stair some years ago. It's called a rainbow attic stair. And what I found was that basically when I use the rainbow attic stair, when I fold the stair up, it has a really strong closure, almost like a storm door closure, that basically holds the bottom really tight. Plus, it's a metal stair, so it's super strong. And I really like this thing because it's been durable throughout all of these years, and I no longer have any issues with warm air getting up inside that space. And if you ever wonder how much, Leslie, all you got to do is go up in your attic when the stairs open, you'll be hit by a breeze of hot air like you can't believe.
Yeah, I mean, then you go up there and you see how freezing it is, because it's definitely the same as it is outside. So this can definitely change your heat experience and your wallet.
Well, there's one thing that you can do right now to save a bundle when it comes time to heat your home. It's a fairly inexpensive project, and it's good for DIYers to tackle. Leslie has tips on how to install a smart thermostat in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a smart programmable thermostat will ensure that you're not playing with that temperature setting all day long. And if you don't do that, you're definitely going to save some money. Now, you can keep it at a steady, comfortable temperature for when you're at home. And then you can set it to about 55 degrees at night or when nobody's home, you know, somewhere in that range. Don't go lower because you're going to run into a ton of problems. But I always found like 60, 62, that kind of works when nobody's around. Tom likes it cold at 55. He's crazy. We give him lots of extra blankets. But anyway, the point with the programmable thermostat is that you can say, all right, I'm out all day, so keep it at this temperature, but I'm coming home at this time. So now that thermostat, because of your programming, is going to automatically start to bring that temperature up about an hour before you wake up, so you're not freezing for that morning shower, about an hour before you get home from work. So think about it. It's getting the house ready for you to wake up, to return home, whatever it is, so that when you're there, you're comfortable, and when you're not there, you're saving energy. So it really is fantastic. And you can also move that temperature to a vacation setting when nobody's around. All kinds of things that really are convenient. You're going to find yourself saving so much money and energy. I mean, it really is a project that you're going to wonder why you didn't do sooner once you see all the benefits. And it definitely is a do-it-yourself project, so tackle it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, you know, paint is a really remarkable material. It's cheap. Anybody can use it, and it completely transforms whatever it's applied to, unless it doesn't stick. We're going to teach you how to handle hard-to-paint surfaces on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. 96.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.